الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا Innal hamdalillah. Indeed, all praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nahmaduhu. And as a result, we praise Him. Wa nasta'inuhu. And we ask for His help alone. That's why you came to Jumu'ah. Wa nastaghfiruhu. And what is the greatest help you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Astaghfirullah. Wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. But asking Allah for forgiveness and forgiving yourself are two separate things. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah forgave us. But did you forgive yourself? Are you happy to be at Jumu'ah because Allah chose you to be at the dress rehearsal for Yawm al-Qiyamah? Or are you here because you're a sinner, because you're so bad and you need Allah's mercy? Khalas, say astaghfirullah. But after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you, you must forgive yourself or the Jumu'ah is a waste. Because I could say, Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Wallahu yuridu. Allah put the noun first and the fi'l second, and that's amazing because of all the things in the universe, Allah chose Tawbah. Allah chose Tawbah. And that's all He wanted for you. So if you're sitting here and you haven't forgiven yourself, sit up. We don't forgive ourselves because I can see the way you sit. If you believed you were sitting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, you would be proud because what is Jumu'ah? As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, this, even this, why is the minbar raised? Why do you look up? Qala ta'ala. On the day of Jumu'ah in Jannah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawli wa amal. So when we get to Jannah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, when you all get to paradise, sisters, on Thursday evening you will beautify yourselves. Because tomorrow is Jumu'ah. And what happens on Jumu'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the khutbah. That's why we stand up here so afraid. Because I have to convince you, Allah loves you. And He's throwing a huge party for Muhammad Rasulullah. And you're invited. And before the party starts, قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ. When you read Kawthar, right, in translation, you think it's a fountain. Ya Rab. My Nabi's a really thirsty guy. He needed like a huge fountain so he could drink all the time. My Nabi loved to feed people. What is Al-Kawthar? You are. The Hawd is beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you gave him a Hawd in this world, what would he do with a fountain and a garden in this world? He would have given it away. So you mean to tell me in Jannah he's going to stand by his fountain by himself? Or he's going to say, you smell like Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Come here, drink some water. Been thirsty, it's been a long time. Who wants to wait online? Who wants to wait online for anything? مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, nobody can misguide. Could you say it one time this Friday? Don't say it any other time. Just hold it in your heart. Allahumma ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us. Now here's the problem I have, Boston. How many years have you been saying ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim? Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. How do you know you're not already guided? You're here at Jummah, bro. On time. How do you know Allah doesn't already love you, you aren't already guided, and you should live as a person of Jannah? I don't know. I don't know what convincing it will take, because you're saying, no brother, but I missed Fajr, but it didn't affect Allah. You missed Fajr because of you, and you missed Fajr because you don't forgive yourself. If you woke up for Fajr saying, Allah called me, there's a text from Allah. As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. And Allah's text reads, big smiley face. You asked me, what kind of email would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you? A bunch of smiley faces or like thunderbolts and pitchforks and hell? If Allah texted you, how would it look? A lot of smiley faces. Because everything around Allah is happy. How do I know that? Everything in the universe follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is suggested to us that he said, when it rains, every single raindrop is a tasbih from the clouds. Would you all join me in tasbih when you hear this one sentence? Whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. Oh Allah, guide me. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. But when you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call you, and you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call upon you, why do we pull away? Whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. Allah has guided us. Like, are you perfect? I don't think so. But Allah brought you here to the front row of Jummah. There has to be something. You're special enough that Allah said, I'm going to make him an example. I will speak to him through the people who have been reminding the book, and I will say, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah is in the past. So Allah's love is old. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي وبمحمد النبي وبمحمد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So that's why you came here. So not I could remind you. You all come on time so I can say, وَنَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. I bear witness, testify. I sign on the dotted line of my soul. There is no other creator, sustainer, judge, giver of life. There's no other chemist who made liquid oxygen that I swam around with. There is no other architect of this muscular skeletal structure other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Jay-Z and all the fans out there, whether you believe in him or not, he's still there. Whether you accept God is real or not, I'm sorry, he's still there. And the fun part about people who don't believe in Allah is their not believing is my proof that there's a God. If you say there is no God, wait a minute, why are you bringing, what's this God thing? Oh, there is no creator of the heavens and the earth. There is no Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. I think, you're right. Someone has to negate it so it could be there. La ilaha illallah. When an atheist asks me, what's the biggest proof there's a God? I just kind of stare at him for a little while. And then he smiles. What are you staring at? I said, you asked me what's the biggest proof that there's a God. You are. The fact that you're talking to me and have a frontal lobe that's making higher decisions, bro, that's a proof of God. The fact that you are arrogant and have a dominance feeling, you're a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you all are a proof of Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawli wa amal. 14 days between here and the biggest sale in the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and I could speak for so much time, but it's limited. So let's do three things, huh? We all know Ramadan's coming, but I want you to welcome Ramadan as if you're welcoming a family member in your house. So you're going to welcome them into the house. Yes, you have to put out towels. Yes, you have to put up with them. Yes, you have to kind of like tiptoe around the house because someone's in the house. But it's Ramadan. So there are three things that I'm not going to talk about Ramadan. Three things that I want to talk about getting ready for Ramadan. Simple fact. You think Tony Parker stretched out last night? Simple question. Did he stretch? No, he just walked into this, yalla, bismillah. Allahumma afina fi badnina. No, I think they stretched before, right? Because they went into the finals. If I'm correct, Ramadan is the finals. Like you had 6 months. 6 months after Ramadan, you felt amazing. And then there was just 6 months where you had to be like, Allah, I'm going to hold on to this rope. 5 months. And you get to Ramadan. And the first day of Ramadan, all of us are going to start eating healthy. We're going to stop watching TV and music's going to stop, right? It's just magic, right? Really, the shaitan who gets chained up. So when the shaitan gets chained up and you watch TV, what does that mean about you? Right? Because your shaitan is tied up. I don't want you to feel like a loser in Ramadan. So three things before Ramadan starts. How many people? You all are looking at me like, how does he know? The first day of Ramadan, we're like all charged up. Third day, it's like, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. You take that break, right? You're like, okay, Allah, it's been three whole days and there are a lot more to come. So you take a break. And that break becomes, and it becomes, and then 20 rak'ahs, tarawih becomes 8, and 8 becomes 2, and then it becomes, yo, could you pray for me? Pray for me, it'll become okay. Three things that will bring us to Ramadan. First thing, what was the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited humanity to? I love talking about Jannah bi-ithnillah, we will sit in Jannah. But in Jannah, you know where I want to go first? I want to go to the tree. Which tree? The tree that Adam alayhi salam was told not to eat from. And I want to see this tree. Because to me, the lesson of فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ is huge. Except there was something greater inside this tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to teach all of humanity. And because of that, a Nabi, a prophet, did something that Allah told him not to. So he ate the fruit. Now this is my question to everyone. Can you fill in the gaps, guys? My question to everyone, this is all those zabiha, non-zabiha eating people. Is In-N-Out halal? Is McDonald's halal? Khalas, let's just talk 1 second. Did Adam alayhi salam pick an In-N-Out burger off the tree? Did Adam alayhi salam have like a steak? He had a fruit. And the fruit wasn't halal and tayyiba. So leave meat. Meat we'll talk about later. Ramadan's coming. You'll talk about meat a lot. Don't worry. Halalan tayyiba. So please help me out. And the first thing we're going to do before Ramadan starts, before, 14 days to go. If a Nabi ate an apple, khalas, there's some narrations it was a fruit. I'm going to go with apple. Why not? We grew up in America. The apple, was this zabiha or non-zabiha? Was this organic or inorganic? I mean, this is the most organic apple in the world. It's growing out of Jannah. A Nabi ate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a prophet ate what Allah said not to. And what happened to his body? Adults, you know the answer. Kids, do you know the answer? When a Nabi ate one morsel of food that Allah said no, what happened? He felt naked. Mothers, you want your daughters to wear loose and comfortable clothing? Don't tell them. Feed them. Feed them halalan tayyiba. 14 days to Ramadan, let's start cleansing out the system. We'll talk about it. So the Nabi ate a fruit. And what happened to his body? Fahsha. Sexuality became apparent. Does that make sense? He ate something Allah said not to, and all of a sudden it affected him. Now someone might say, why didn't he just say, I'm sorry Allah, why doesn't? Because what happens when food that is not clean, not zabiha, I know everyone's still thinking about, is the meat made of apple? Is the meat a beef apple? What kind of apple is it? It's an apple. So now I want you to ask yourself, when the Nabi ate, could he make dua? He didn't make a dua. Allah didn't teach him any words. Do you know how many years passed? Some narrations tell us 100 years passed. And Adam alayhi salam walked around the earth saying, Allah, what do I do? And what did Allah teach him? We know this dua, but do we know the diet of Adam alayhi salam when he came to earth? Now I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to be uncomfortable. When Adam came to the earth, did he have knives and spears and start killing animals and saying, Bismillah, Bismillah? What did he eat first? Vegetables, plants, berries, nuts. where's the meat? It's coming. The meat's coming. But then he drank water, crushed the fruits. Then they even made pastes. They made paste and they used it as lotions. They found different things on the earth. And they ate these things. I'm asking you before the 14 days of Ramadan to do two simple things. Everything that goes into your mouth, you look at it and ask yourself one question. Just one question. And I'm asking Allah to help me do this too. Is it food? Khalas. Not food byproduct. Not something that's made of high fructose corn syrup plus monoglycerides and soy lecithin, and then food. If it's food, and if it's not, just say, Allah cleanse me, Allah cleanse me. I'm not even asking to change. I just want you to see how much you put in your body. Maybe you're not connecting with the points. When Musa alayhi salam's people came to him and said, Musa, we're tired of this manna salwa. What did he say? Min baqliha wa qithaiha wa fumiha wa adasiha wa basliha. قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. Now Allah only had 600 pages to talk to you and me forever, and He spent half a page talking about food, just food, and then He said, كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله. Eat food. Why did He say that? Because He knew there would come a time where someone would say, read Quran, and this would look strange. Because what we ate wasn't food. So when someone said something organic, it sounded weird. Why would we eat clean food when we can go and have a pastrami with 6 dead animals laid off? Because it's dhabiha, right? It's a dhabiha. So you can eat 6 animals. What other animal species grinds animals, fries them and eats it? We do. Number one, 14 days to Ramadan. Let's start cleansing the diet. Number two, sisters, if you can get in, this is my idea. If you can not drink your calories, don't drink them. Eat your food, don't drink them. So if it's a sugary drink that has like 900 pounds of sugar in it, and you have to lug it around in a suitcase, maybe not good to put in your body. Number two, now. I realized this after traveling from California, and all I realized was the people in California are very fit. But don't you see it out here too? What people in America are healthy, like fit? Poor people or rich people? Rich people, because they have excess time. If you went to India, Pakistan, or Egypt and you saw someone running on a treadmill, you would laugh, right? It's like, go run outside, go get something. But this is America, so we run, right? We do these things, and I encourage you to stay fit. But health is a sign of wealth. I am asking you to raise the bar and say, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent health, not Quran and Islam and all these fiqh things, but Allah sent health to Muslims or to all of insan. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Insan, singular. That's like Allah coming up to you and doing this. Shaking. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Who made you think Allah was mean and angry? Who made you think that in order to be religious, you had to be fat and sit in a circle and go, Allah, 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 Allah. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعْدَلَكَ. He didn't just make like a Lego. Have you ever seen the Legos, the Bionicles that are put together? They're not pretty. We are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us beautiful. All I'm asking you to do is take the fitness program Allah put into the Muslim body. Allah created, we said, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and He made my body. So when He sent salah, He sent it so Allah gets better. Does Allah feel better after we pray Jummah? Somehow Allah's unhappy right now, and when we pray Jummah, Allah's like, yeah, there you go, Jummah. Someone believes in me. What kind of God do you believe in? Allah sent salah to make this. All I'm asking you to do, number two, between now and Ramadan, I'm going to go 2 levels on this. If you don't pray, pray twice a day. Someone can fight me on Twitter about this later. Pray twice a day. If you do not pray at all, the prayer of Musa alayhi salam was 2. I would prefer that you at least Fajr and Maghrib, at least now, for the rest of us, 5 prayers. Can we pray them like we're praying to Allah? My simple question, if you, Lord of the Rings fans, when a knight sits in front of his king, does he fall forward or does he lower his chest? He lowers, right? How do you fall into sajda? Today we will squat. Your toes will be the barrier. Your knees won't go out in front of your toes. 10 people will fall in Jummah today. ISBCC, beautiful Jummah, 10 people fell down. Stand up. When you do this, bi-idhnillah, salah is the way that will cleanse our body. You know what they do in the hospital when people are sick and they don't have good circulation? They put compression socks on them, right? Compression socks help to move circulation. Compression socks do things for high cholesterol. They move the blood faster. Do you know what compression socks do? They squeeze from your ankle all the way up to your hip. Only if you just sat on your hip in tashahud and just waited and said, Allah, take care of my cholesterol. Allah, take care of my hypertension. Allah, the hell with these pills. This is making some man rich and fat and making me sick. Can you pray like Allah sent you prayer to maintain your body? And I am bold enough to give you one more. Cleanse the self, drink whole things, leave the sodas, leave things that are not food. Khalas, I'm not going to go into a detailed list. If it's not food, look at it and say, khalas, next time, after Ramadan, only 14 days to go. So that means you're going to break salah, drink a 16 gram soda and come and stand still, right? Sheikh is leading salah and you're going to stand still after drinking a can of Pepsi? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And the third and final thing, this is only for the people who really matter, because most of you have tuned out the khutbah by now. One last point. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Allah didn't call it Shahru Siyam, Shahru Al-Qiyam, Shahru Stay away from your wife and kids. Shahru Al-Qur'an. I came back, I met a sister from Scotland. Wallahi, this is 3 days ago. She said, what's your Ramadan plan? We sat at a very beautiful wedding. And it was a beautiful wedding, you know, all the tricked out. And she said, but her only concern, what are you doing for Ramadan, Wissam? I was like, I'm gonna do a translation, Rev for Ramadan, 10 to 3. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna go to Taraweeh. And she goes, that's it? I said, tell me your schedule. She says, well, in the morning, I read 2 juz. Then I listen to 1 juz in translation and recording, Dr. Farah. I don't know, there are 10 different translations out there. I'm not gonna give you one. Just listen to it. And then she said, then we go to Taraweeh. And then in the last 10 nights, we finish at least 2 more readings. And I looked at this lady and I said, how many mushafs do you consume in the month? She goes, only 4. And then I said, what do you mean only? Wallahi ladim. She looks, she goes, no, the girls in our group, they do 10. And I was like, whoa, you guys teach Quran? Because I'm teacher and I don't even do that much. So I'm going to give us 3 points on this. The third point is consume Quran. Consume it as much as you can. There are 3 ways to consume, maybe more. Most of us don't know how to read Quran comfortably enough, comfortably. If you don't know how to read, make the month of Ramadan the month where you will learn Qaida Nuraniya. But for all of us, this part of the hadith, we never realize. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one letter is 10 blessings, Allah multiplies it by 5, 50 blessings. Did you know that the ulama then said, if the person who can't read, and he puts his finger, he touches the Quran, she touches the Quran. When you watch Harry Potter movies and the kids are reading those big magical books, how do they read the book, from far away or are they touching it? With a magnifying glass. Oh my God, that letter, it has a line on the top, Allah put it there. Allah said these words. Consume it, touch it, feel it, write it, calligraphize it, listen to it. And if you have nothing to do, khalas, put it in water and drink it. Do anything to get it in your body. But there's one other way that you can get it in. And I'm still recommending, touch it. Wallahi, if you can't read, even if you can, just touch. It's 20 pages a juz. In one Ramadan, how many Qur'ans can you touch? Tell me. Oh brother, it's not that important. People take lucky charms to football games so their football player plays better, and somehow that works. My Nabi brought a gift, Allah's love letter, and it ain't gonna work. There's one more way though. And it's the only and first thing Allah said about the Qur'an. أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. To recite it. And today, if you can't read a Qur'an, why don't you make intention? Allah, I want to be the next Bilal. Allah, I want to stand up, and when I read Quran, I want light to come off my body. When I read Quran, I want my body parts to relax. When I read Quran, I want to feel the speech of God in my face. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani khalaqtana, wa ana abduk. Quit your jobs, just work for Allah. The meantime that you get this salary, just say, Allah, you just keep bringing it to me. Allah, I work for you. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he worked for Allah, and Allah never gave up on him. Between the sittings of the khutbah, the dua is never rejected. Talk to your Lord, not about your sins. Your sins are this big. Allah's love is 10 times greater. Talk to Allah how wonderful today is. Talk to Allah how good you feel about yourself. And then tell Allah, I need three things. I need a clean diet. I need to be able to pray. Pray for myself. Allah, don't need your prayer. One more time. Allah, don't need your prayer. Allah needs you. Smile at Him. Touch your head on the ground. The SIM card sits here and Allah will love you. Number three, touch and consume the book of Allah. Between the sittings of the khutbah, the dua is never rejected. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام حينا وأدخلنا دار السلام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. And to my elders, I didn't speak to you this whole time, the real part of this khutbah. Those of you who are just getting on the bandwagon, clean your diet, look fit. All I say is look how you want to look in Jannah. You want to look like this in Jannah? That's cool. I need to move around in Jannah. So I'm going to be like, oh, I ate too much. Of course you ate too much. It's Jannah. So get into a habit of eating healthy now. For my elders, three things. Three things that have changed my life. Three things that help me more than reciting Quran. Whoa. I didn't realize who Allah was, right? Who gave us Quran? Allah. Well, who are you going to meet in day? Allah. It's like, that doesn't do much for you, right? Who is Allah? And then someone said, why don't you read and find out? And then I look through the Quran and there are these 99 names. And you're like, word? Allah is Latif. Tafham Latif? Allah is العظيم الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم. Allah is Kareem. And then I thought to myself, Allah has 99 characteristics so I can understand Him. But if I called Allah gentle, and then I went home and said, what's for lunch? Huh? What are you giving me? And I talked to my co-workers, I talked to the other sisters around me. Huh? Sister, your hair is sticking out. Huh? I don't know why a girl sounds like that, but whatever. And then you think about it, oh Allah, you are Latif. Ya Salam. Allah's supposed to be gentle, but you can be a jerk? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. I want us to take the 99 names of Allah, who can make the intention on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, whoever memorizes the 99 names of Allah, and I'm going to throw in these words, all right, my addition. And cultivates those words inside himself, herself, will be guaranteed paradise. Can you make that intention and get 10 of your friends and be like, look, we're never going to memorize the whole Quran because we're chumps and we're really good at Halo 4. So because of that reason, let's just memorize the 99 names of Allah and then the 10 of us will be chilling in Jannah. How many people make that intention before Ramadan? I got 14 days for you to do that. Number two, we did the khutbah about the baker here, right? Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. You don't remember the Dunkin' Donuts story? Ya Rabbi, can't come here every week. Remember Ahmed ibn Hanbal left his house and he was stuck outside, and so he went to some other masjid. Ahmed ibn Hanbal went to another masjid. And he went there, he got to the masjid, and the caretaker said, you can't sleep here. I'm going to give you two cities, just try. Ahmed ibn Hanbal lives in New York, we're in Boston. So he comes to the Boston masjid said, you can't sleep inside the masjid. So then he goes, where am I supposed to sleep? A baker picks him up and takes him home, no nodding heads. And what happens then? The baker keeps saying, as they're walking, Astaghfirullah, heel toe, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So Ahmed ibn Hanbal said, yo, Allah said if you say Astaghfirullah, He'll give you everything. Yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin, Surah 71, 8 through 9. So Ahmed ibn Hanbal looks at the baker and goes, I paraphrase the story. He goes, have you ever made a dua that never got answered? And the baker goes, no. Every dua I have ever made, Allah gave it to me. Except this one thing. You know that guy who lives in New York? Ahmed ibn Hanbal, if I could just see his face one time, if I could just see Maulana Nasser's face one time, I would be so happy. And what did Ahmed ibn Hanbal say to him? Allah dragged me to your doorstep. Astaghfirullah. So the second thing for my elders, make istighfar with a smile. Allah loves your tears, right? Allah doesn't have humility and tears. When you have them, He tells the angels, look, that guy has it. But Allah also loves your smile. Say astaghfirullah. Why? Not because, oh, I'm such a sinner. I'm a sinner and Allah loves me enough to forgive me. Astaghfirullah. The second and most important thing for real Ramadaners. Real Ramadaners, 99 names of Allah, astaghfirullah. And I'll close with the third and most important thing. Young people, just give me one of these. It's not makruh in your world. Did Allah pray Fajr this morning? Does Allah fast? Does Allah give zakat? Allah jallu jala. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go for hajj? What's the only thing Allah does and you do? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. So, anointed VIP people, oh, people who have La ilaha illallah tatted down the side of their souls. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. If درود and salams was a train, once you say اللهم صلي على محمد and you get on that train, metaphysically in his perfection ثم الورى نورٌ على نور. Who else is on that train? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anytime you feel alone between now and the day of judgment, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And my Nabi's barakah will make Allah love you just a little bit more than He does right now. Can you imagine if Allah loved you more than He does right now? How great would life be? Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. One special one for today, because Imam Suhaib's not here. Make this dua for him as well, and family and his health. اللهم اجعل خير عمري آخرة. Oh Allah, make our last years, our last moments, our last experiences, the best experiences of our life. وجعلني خيرا. And oh Allah, اللهم اجعل خير عملي خواتمة. اللهم اجعل خير عملي خواتمة. Oh Allah, make the last action that we do. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم توفينا بالإيمان. Make our last actions our best actions. اللهم اجعل خير أيام يوم ألقاك. Oh Allah, make the best day of our life the day we stand in front of you, the day we feel your light like we feel the sun. Allahumma ja'al khayra amali khawatima, Allahumma ja'al khayra umuri akhira, Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyami yawma alqaak. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. Inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal bagh. So God put a scale up. He said adl, the opposite of justice is sexual perversion, fahsha. And what is also sexual perversion? I need to put it in the clause. Disrespecting the man and woman who gave you life is perverse. Look it up in the books of tafsir. Fahsha is not just walking around naked. When a child disrespects his parents, ulama called it fahsha. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina wa ahdina subul as-salam. ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Please come with me. Let's go and meet Allah. He wants to see us. ركوع سجدة. I will read short. ركوع sajda. If you're wearing a tight cloth, just pull up your shoulders. Ruku, sajda. That's all I'm going to say. Take this expensive real estate and Allah will build for you at paradise. Wa dhikrullahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Aqim as-salat.